I just want to make some very brief comments about what our brother talked about. Proverbs 30 there. The way of a man with a maid. You know, and it's different for each one of us. I know in my case, when I met a girl, later became my wife, something happened inside me that didn't happen before. But you know, we were both before the Lord about it. And we realized after quite a while, we were going together for quite a while, that we did have the Lord's mind in Mary. And you know, that's a blessed thing. Now, I was 34 years old when I got married. I hope none of you young people have to wait quite as long as I did. But then, I didn't come to the Lord Jesus until I was 30. And I'm glad I was spared, in a sense, I was spared being in a situation where it's already married and coming to the Lord Jesus and having a wife who isn't. You know, I was spared that. I'm thankful for it. The only thing I wanted to mention was our brother mentioned about being unequally yoked. And our wife or our husband, as the case may be, should be the Lord's and love the Lord and have a fervent desire to please the Lord. But there's also the situation of associations, too, where if this one that we've met and they're not gathered with us, that we make it a real matter of prayer before the Lord to help this one realize the divine center, the place where the Lord Jesus has placed his name. It's ever so important that the two of you both, I think, realize this and they're already gathered before you take that step of marriage, because if you don't, there could be difficulty afterwards. I'm just going to relate a story with you. An aunt of my wife's, she married. She was gathered. And she married a man that wasn't gathered. Yes, he was the Lord's, I believe. And yes, he came to the meetings, but he never took that step. He never took that step of asking for his place at the Lord's table. And as a result, the children, it was in a certain sense, it was almost like a divided house. And as a result, the children either never took their place at the Lord's table, or they took their place and then later left. It's ever so important that you have one mind concerning this, that you can go on together to please the Lord in the place where the Lord Jesus would have you to be. Because if you don't, you could have a lot of heartache. I just wanted to share that with you. It's a solemn thing that you're sensitive to the promptings of the Lord, that you truly have His mind as the one that you should marry. And the only other thing I wanted to mention too for the brothers is we read about a virtuous woman in Proverbs, and that's a good thing. But is she also a mother of Israel? Is she a mother of Israel? Does she have a real care for the saints? Everyone and the children of the saints are going on well. And dear sister, the brother you're considering marrying, is he a spiritual father? Not just the father of your own children, but a spiritual father that has a real care for the saints, God, your assembly. Especially if there's been a young one that's been brought in and doesn't have spiritual parents. Does he take that step to help them grow in the Lord Jesus? Oh, that you have a husband like that, that you consider very carefully before the Lord who is going to be your husband.